Tuesday, October 24th. The more we got to thinking about it, the more the president was concerned about motorcade security. I told him about the report of someone picked up with a shotgun, and he made the point that we should be concerned somewhat with the danger that the McGovern haters are dangerous type people, especially as they get backed in a corner in desperation. And this raises the question of whether it's wise to do any more motorcading on Chicago. He wants to make it a very short run. And then we got into quite a discussion of the cancellation of Ohio. He was looking for reasons, the war, security, health, weather, so on. But the more we talked about it, the more became obvious we'd have to go ahead with it, although he did have me meet with Connolly separately before the political meeting this afternoon to get his view on it. He, too, feels there's a certain risk and we shouldn't do any more than we have to. He agrees with the idea of canceling the California motorcade and the Denver event altogether. So we're going to do just an airport arrival in California.
And bring the mountain people into the Chicago regional meeting so we don't have to make the stop in Denver.
This is the first time I've seen the president concerned about security, but I think he's now feeling that since we've got the wind pretty well locked up anyway, there's no point in running an unnecessary and undue risk. He raised the question again of why we don't have somebody file a lawsuit to knock down the Watergate story without getting into specific denials, but just a general suit by one of the injured parties. We had our regular political strategy meeting this afternoon for a couple hours with Connolly, Ehrlichman, McGregor, Colson, and Mitchell. Connolly opened making the point about the peace negotiations, hoping that there wouldn't be anything before the election, that it would hurt us because it would look expedient. The president explained the problem, said the negotiations are in a delicate stage, and we have to deal with them as they come. Connolly then said it was important to make sure that it appears that the president's in charge, that it's not Kissinger who's running this. Also, the president made the point that our role now is to play it loose regarding the election, to keep McGovern off balance and mainly try to keep the whole thing confused. The president told McGregor he should not go on the Today Show versus Warnke, but then as they got over talking about what he ought to say and the idea of avoiding anything current, the president told him to go ahead, but to attack, not defend. McGregor said that Kissinger and Haig both felt that we needed him to go on to provide an answer, and that what he should do is make the point that McGovern and the Peace by Surrender group have seriously delayed the possibility of a settlement. Point was raised to the need for an economic attack on McGregor, with Stein, Rumsfeld, and Walker being our best spokesman. Also, Renfrey ought to be turned loose, and that we should hit that his program would mean higher taxes, higher prices, higher unemployment, and a recession. The president wanted to get a 60-second radio spot going on this now also. Some discussion of the advertising, and it was agreed that we should go heavier on the attack ads, two-thirds on attack, one-third positive. And some copy changes were worked out on the flip-flop to bring it up to some more current issues. We agreed to president going on television next Thursday for a half-hour high-level type speech. End of October 24th.